Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Previously on Days of Future Fuzz, Lord Commander Feltina Guernica laid a trap for Valborg and the Dankents in the ruined Sparta Galleria. The only escape is through the narrow Thermos and Pie Cafe. Elsewhere in Fuzzopolis, Emperor Fuzzo awaits the results of the battle. What is to be done by you? Listen to this, the next episode, Episode 6. Battle of Thermos and Pi, or the 300 Blend!
Good morning, this is Smush Mushman reporting live at the Sparta Galleria, where we have learned the brilliant General Feltina Guernica has the terrorists surrounded. They are armed and dangerous. While we send our thoughts and prayers for the safety of all our fuzz troopers, the outcome is far from certain, so you should be scared. But not afraid, because if anyone can win this, it's us. Also, flags and patriotism!
It's working, Mama.
They're falling right into our trap. And it's all happening live. Our approval ratings are through the roof.
It warms my fuzzy areola to hear it. Why don't you go watch Fuzz News in the Rumpus Room?
Can I?
You're the Emperor.
Thanks, Mama.
Whee!
My sweet, felty boy. But no, the final war between Teeth and Fuzz will not be televised. The will of the Elder Fuzz must be done by the Felt Savior. The Tome of Fuzzdom speaks of it. Even now, I feel the Elder Fuzz's power radiating below me. My McMenamin ancestry lets me feel its dreaming tendrils undulating in the earth. It's time to finish what my boy started. I must go to the blanket cells.
No way in here either, Val.
Damn. The entrances to the Galleria are blocked. It's harder to get into than the Godthub Brughus on Muskox Night.
Yeah, that.
There they are! Open fire!
Damn, it's an ambush.
Ah, this way. There's a crack near the Hot Topic.
Quickly through the aisles they run and on they plunge through leather chains and lace. Past 1,000 skeletons they hide behind the Care Bear lingerie. Troops pursue in gothic gloom. Silence fills this franchise license tomb. Ah. Our heroes spotted now, they flee beneath the Doctor Who displays. Wading through ironic teas and overturning shelves of anime. Run. Our heroes are done. Valberg leaps and grabs a studded belt. She stops and battles the puppets in her way. She clears the path and runs out looking back. The Denkins take a hint and they escape.
They're getting away.
Radio Lord Commander, tell her they're headed towards the food court.
Rush, open wide, brush.
Who's there? Flosso?
You look pale.
Who?
Fuzz Snake!
You know me. Feel deep inside you.
Mother?
That braced whore was your mother. Flosso is my only son.
And what of Pangolo?
Killed by your toothy protector. The tooth has only one purpose, to chew and bite. Also tear, depending on the type. But, in the end, we all end up crushed by that white devil.
I'm sorry Father locked you away, but the Ur-Tooth
is— Your very life is a slap in the face of the Elder Fuzz. You must perish. But really, you look pale. Are you sure you're all right?
I am becoming what I must become.
Not if I kill you first.
If you must, go ahead. Kill me.
He's the one we had mistaken. The great mistake we all keep making. Chosen one, favorite son. Original sin, curse of the Fuzz. My son is taken by your antics. He's always been a little sycophantic. But with you gone, Fuzz will cover all. We'll wipe away the shame and pain you've caused. And I cannot wait to see you die. See the light fade from your eyes. Those eyes of his, you are not mine. What is this sensation? What's my hesitation? Forget this flow of feelings. I don't need a reason. He's his father's creature. His smugness in his features. His sins are all I see. Same man, same selfish dreams. Do you know what your father took from me? My faith, my freedom, both my children and my dignity. Do you feel him in there? See him in the mirror? Does he torture you like me? Remember all they promised, that I was left forgotten. Saw the tooth was rotten, all the time I waited. I anticipated this, so why am I hesitated? Why can't I eviscerate him? Mama Boob is looking deep inside. There is a glimmer in the dark, a light. A pearly glisten asking me to listen. Is this my boy, is this my child? Nah, the moment's gone since his returning. Fuzz is all I am, his servant. Make his kingdom come, his will be done. That's the focus, but you're croaking while you choke out spite the bonus.
Radiate with Lister. The tooth lives and you still... No matter. Alive or dead, you are trapped here. Death is too good for you. I leave you to rot.
I'm sorry, Mama, but a well-brushed tooth cannot rot. And I am covered in the Ur-Tooth's brushings.
Brush...
reigns within the food court, for this food fight is a war. From Arby's to Zabarro's, ketchup runs like blood across the floor.
This Fixin's bar won't hold them off for long.
Well, we're doomed. We had a good run. So, I kill you, he kills me, he kills he. Old murder, murder, suicide.
No, we don't give up. I didn't survive all this for nothing. I know I have a greater purpose. You see?
I still see it in my eyes, the day the light came from the sky and pelted felt and fluff on Disco Bay. My love and I on our canoe, the blanket waves broke it in two. I grabbed for him but missed, he slipped away. With rage and adrenaline I fought the elements, lost half a life, half remembering. I dreamed of ending it. Soft sweet waves, their warm embrace, the sun lit the sense in me and I awoke to see. Surrounded by the waves, clung to a rock so soft, so changed, alone, a buzzed upon a blanket sea. Nuliajuk, I cursed her name, and all the gods who could not save my land, but most the man belonged to me. And then came a voice to me, hush, save your energy, child. There standing over me, long flowing hair, was she fingers gone? She too had lost to this buzz, taking everything, but then she said to me,
today our homes and loves were stolen by the fuzz. You cursed the gods for all you've lost. Well, I cursed too, but now what are you gonna do? Sit beneath the ocean until Greenland is forgot, or will a land tell tales of how you fought?
Come, she said to me, I know what it's like to be left, but you are a testament, all that is left of us. You survived, now you must fight. To blame for the stab them in the neck with your spear. Then she prepared for me with bits of hair and hide of a caribou, a new canoe. I sailed away and I know I'm here today to survive. I won't die in New Jersey. I won't die in New Jersey. I am the fate and the fury to all the fuzz and the fuzz.
I believe you. In you. We fight. But with what?
With this.
Hey, swell extendo spear. That's primo stabbing.
We can at least stab our way to the Banana Republic. Maybe there's a secret passage behind the khakis.
Wait, there's a coffee place over there, past the Talbots.
I'm getting tired of your weird psychic things.
Wait, it's like memories, but no,
Or you're just nuts.
No, I'm right. Well, he's right. Whatever. Look, on this map of the mall.
Where did you get that?
The info kiosk. I also signed up for mall rewards. When I spend $100, I get a keychain.
This mall was abandoned years ago.
That would explain the friendly skeleton who was gripping the map. See, her bony hand is still attached. It popped right off.
Let me see that map. Thermos and Pi. It's right in the center. There's an entrance on both sides. It's our only chance. Quickly, we must... Are you sucking on those bones?
Sorry, I eat when I'm scared.
Well, get ready to suck the big bone, because it's about to get downright frightening. Run!
This is Mel Fuzzy Hugs for Fuzz News. We're live at General Feltina's camp, where she's getting some important news.
The terrorists are making a break for Thermos and Pi.
Right into our paws! Send the troops in from both sides.
I'll lead the first wave myself.
But, Lord Commander...
I won't lead from the rear! Suit up for the fuzz!
Wow. Oh, General Feltina, in this dramatic moment, all of Feltum is wondering one thing. Who's your favorite singer?
There's no time for this! Fuzz troopers, advance!
Fine. We'll assume it's Ferline. You heard it here first. Ferline, back to you in the studio.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now, and more than 60 others, can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
We made it to the coffee shop. Now just out the back door and... Oh.
What?
Plush guard troops coming in fast. We'll have to go out the front.
Nope. Fuzz troopers. Lots of them. They got us.
Damn. A pincer attack. Like that of a devilish crab.
Crikey, I remember. There's a coffee chute.
What?
The coffee donkey used to send the bags of beans through the coffee chute over there. It leads to the back donkey lot. Well, they used a donkey.
We don't have time to find out about the donkey.
They'll just follow us into the chute anyway. It has a pressure lock. It seals the store end of the chute door for 24 hours to keep the beans fresh. Once locked, it can't be opened.
But the lock is here in the store. We can't lock it from inside the chute.
That's why I'm gonna lock it. But future me, you... This is my destiny. You got yours. You take that goop and those pangolo bits and you save the world. You magnificent bastard. You too passed me. Seal it with a kiss.
Oh! No time. Get in the chute.
There. It's sealed. And just in time.
And Anchor turns the thermos in his hands. It's 10-1. He doesn't stand a chance. Yet here he fights and here he makes his stand.
Totally, you're good. We got like 3 cameras on ya.
Do your worst.
I will.
You killed him good. Furnace, get the B-roll of the blood. Your Fuzzline interview is gonna be dynamite.
Lord Commander, there's no sign of the others. We can't trace the path of the coffee chute. The Java remnants are messing with our fuzz sensors. Their trail is gone. Cold brew.
Spread out and search. They can't have gotten far. I must return to the Capitolio.
Lord Commander, this fuzzogram arrived at the base. Oh, am I on TV? Hi. Wow.
Please, don't look in the lens. Just act natural. Do what you were doing.
Yeah. It's marked urgent. This fuzzogram, it's...
Give it to me.
This is mopsy-flopsy reporting. Feltina is reading a fuzzogram, and our snap poll reveals 58% of the people want to know. Is it good news?
Mary, cancel my interview. I have more pressing concerns.
But we have a whole media package.
This is more important. Those two coffee chute escapees are mere pawns. Ready my fuzzycopter. It's time to put the queen in check.
That's not how chess works.
Or is it?
No.
What about that little castle one?
The rook?
That's what it's called.
Yeah. You know, originally it was chariots, back in the 6th century when it was first being developed.
You know a lot about chess.
I majored in board game theory in college. Ever play Settlers of Catan?
No! Done more.
Well, so you're on an island, right? And you have very limited, very limited resources, okay? So you're all, some people are like sheep people.
Oh, I can barely get through it. Dear future Dan Kent is no more. But past Dan Kent and Valborg made it out. Will they make it to the original GG Scrumptious and revive Anglo? Why is GG Scrumptious's Mancaroni Oven so magical anyway? Find out next time on Days of Future Fuzz, Episode 7, The Ballad of GG Scrumptious, Part 1.
The Fall of the House of Sunshine is a Roy Gold production. It was written by Jonathan Goldberg with music by Matt Roy Berger. Find out more about the show and cast at podmusical.com. You can read about Rachel Flynn's obsession with backgammon or read Carl's Transformer fanfic. Optimus Prime and Sonic had just met, but already their love was like 1,000 Harry Potters. Soon Bumblebee was swollen with child, and he and Michelangelo went to Makeout Point to watch Poe and Finn kiss below the space mistletoe. Then everyone's favorite person, Carl, came by. Carl, they all said in unison. You are the best of us, and you are totally our best friend. We love you, and you are the coolest. Then they all started to dance. It was everything I hoped it would be. Thanks for listening, and have a suntabulous bicuspid of a day.
The Fall of the House of Sunshine is part of Fatecrafters Studios. Find other great shows at fatecrafters.com.
Hello, Lyman Keyes here with another After the Episode, just a little discussion with you and me, and I want to talk about FateCrafters.com, the wonderful studio that is home to Fall the House of Sunshine and many other great podcasts, and not just podcasts, you know, there's also White Noise, which has interviews, discussions, everything you could possibly want to learn about audio drama, right there, with great articles. You can learn a lot. I've learned a lot about audio dramas, its history, great interviews with creators. It's a really wonderful sort of way to learn about what's going on in the world of audio drama. Also at FateCrafters.com, you can find all of the great shows. There's new shows like Aftershocks and The Hotel. New as of when I recorded this, by now there could be so many episodes out that I wouldn't even know. That's very lucky because you get to listen to them in the future. I'm still waiting for them here back in the past. Time travel, I guess, is a way. This is sort of time travel. Me time traveling to the future to tell you this, though I can't change anything and I can't stop the future, which is sad, I guess, but also wonderful. Speaking of things that cannot be changed, there are some shows that have finished, like 2298, Atheist Apocalypse, and Spines. Those shows are completely done. So if you don't want to wait for new shows, you want to completely binge a whole show, hear the whole wonderful story, give those a try. 2298 is a dystopian sort of sci-fi story. Atheist Apocalypse is a comedy about, the apocalypse. And Spines is a nice horror show, nice and scary, so give that a listen. If you like horror, there's also Tunnels, Lake Clarity, Subject Found. If you want some kind of thrillers or detective-y kind of shows, we have Rex Riveter, Diary of a Bad Man, Who Killed Julie. All those would be great listens if you like that sort of genre. Now, if you can't really commit to one show, you want sort of an anthology show, You can give the hotel, the new podcast, a try, or Theater of Tomorrow, or if you speak Brazilian Portuguese, Contador de Historias. Also, Public Domain Universe, which takes characters from various other stories and merges them into new stories, like when you take different kinds of Play-Doh and mash them up and make a new kind of Play-Doh that is like a super Play-Doh. I don't know if Play-Doh features in their stories, but maybe he will. I know he's not fictional, but he could show up. Listen and find out. Is Play-Doh involved? You will find out by listening to PDU, Public Domain Universe. Those are some great anthology shows. If you prefer comedy, like The Fall of the House of Sunshine, we have Attention Hellmart Shoppers, about a hellmouth opening over a big box store, under a big box store. Where does it open? Well, listen and find out. I won't tell you. Probably under. That would be where I would put my money, but what if I'm lying to you? Well, find out by listening. That's what I would do. If I was telling me in the future, I would say, you know, don't have that extra pecan pie, because, you know, your waistline is not what it used to be, and it was never that good to begin with. Now, if you like sci-fi, and of course you do, because, you know, why not? You have Girl in Space, a wonderful show, as well as Mars Fall, about a colonist on Mars. Both of those are great. Really smart, well-done shows. And in the future where you are, maybe these new shows have come out. As of now, for me, they have not, so I'm excitedly waiting for them. The Six Disappearances of Ella McCrae, Family Portrait in 1994, all upcoming shows. Fate Crafters always has new shows. It has archived those shows that have finished their run. Really, you can't go wrong. There's so many wonderful things on Fate Crafters. Whatever your taste, whatever your style, if you don't like one, try another, then go back and try that first one again, because, you know, it doesn't always work on the first show. Sometimes you have to kind of soak it up. So soak up the audio like electromagnetic waves just hitting your brains, and really, so much great stuff. Check it out, fatecrafters.com, for all your podcasting needs. It's a wonderful network, wonderful people, and email us, talk to us, engage with us on social media. Fatecrafters Friday, it's a wonderful hashtag. Find more great shows, interact with us, and have a great time. This is Lyman Keys signing off from Fate Crafters Fading Studios. What? Lyman? You know, these just fall apart at the end. You do okay. You go kind of, you know, B-, and then it just goes right into the toilet. It's like why is this promo all wet? Because it's below sea level at the end. Get it? No. Okay. Stuart, just cut out this whole end part. Just, you know, just put it where you... What? No, really? Oh, boy. Wow. Apparently this goes right live to iTunes somehow. I don't even know what an iTunes is. What's the I for? I don't know. Maybe that's what it's for. Stuart, is that what it's for? Stuart says no. But anyway, FateCraftersStudios.com. Check it out. And if you listen to this whole thing, wow, you're awesome. And write to podmusical@gmail.com and we'll send you a haiku. Say that I listened to that whole promo. Do it. Hooray.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.